Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yes, and welcome to the post-game podcast. No Jerry today, so I've got the Eddie Scazzeri. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube person.
Yeah, the YouTube person is watching right now. Mm-hmm. I started watching this documentary series on HBO Max. It's called The Mortician.
Okay.
And it's about this guy. I'm only an episode in. It's a documentary with episodes. So I don't know where this goes, but evidently there was this mortician who was cremating. This guy was just in charge of the crematorium, mm-hmm. where they cremate bodies. And he started doing this business, and he ended up cremating a whole lot more people than his competitors. He was like undercutting people and charging much less to do a cremation. So all these funeral homes were working with him because he was charging much less per body. What he was doing, though, in order to get all of these bodies cremated, is he was putting them all in at one time.
Ah.
He was not individually cremating people. So normally what you would do is you'd individually cremate someone. It would take 2 hours to cremate a body, and then you have to take all those ashes out, give those to the family, put in the... It's got to cool down before it can... Mm-hmm. It was a process you could do 8 a day. This guy was doing 40, 50 bodies a day.
Wow.
Because he was just stuffing them all in and was not doing them one at a time.
Well, people who know what the process is had to know.
They did, his competitors. That's why they were like, well, this is not right. So this guy did end up going to jail at some point because the documentary starts at him leaving jail. So. And he seems to be open about what he was doing. And his philosophy was this. I want to see, part of it kind of was making sense to me. He was saying that if you cremate one body, right, and then you scoop up those ashes and you give them to people,
mm-hmm.
that those ashes are just ashes. And there are ashes from other people because there's no way to completely clear out.
Correct. There's got to be a little bit of...
There's some remnants.
Aunt Betty in with Uncle Joe.
Yes. So his point is, if I burn, cremate 15 bodies at one time, I take out all the ashes, I give some to this person, some to this person. What's the big difference?
Right.
And it was kind of making sense to me.
Well, and to an atheist such as myself, I see the logic.
Yeah.
But to people who believe and who sort of have some sort of sentimental value for that, it would be a problem. And if you're paying to have it done properly,
yes,
then I can see that's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're paying to have it done properly, you're right. That is, if you're paying for, I want one body going in there, that gets cremated, give me the ashes, understand that there might be some dustings from previous people, but the majority of the ashes I'm getting,
99%.
Yeah, are my relative.
Mm-hmm.
Where this is just like, he said that he would have a garbage can full of ashes that he would then distribute.
Right. In which just, it's, even though you can make the argument, what are we talking about? It is disrespectful to the people who care about that.
Do you think this goes on in the dog world?
Oh, I would probably have to assume
that
it does. But as long as you don't know, then you can keep the fiction that, oh, okay, this is just Harley. Like, we have Harley's ashes.
Yeah.
And we have the ashes of all the cats that we've had also. So, you know, as long as you don't delve too deep and you kind of keep that little fiction in your head, then I think it's okay. It's like sort of harmless. But do I think that that goes on? 100%.
Where they're cremating multiple dogs at a time and they just whatever ashes roll up, we'll give them to this person and that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were also, they were saying they were being like, what, a lot of people want to get cremated and just have their ashes put out to sea, right?
Yeah.
So this guy's whole point was, the people that are getting ashes put out to sea, they're going on top of other ashes in the water with other ashes. What's the big deal?
Right.
Love the person when you are with them and they are alive.
Well,
This is just a shell. Their soul is already gone. What does it matter what the ashes look like?
Yeah. And listen, to my way of thinking about the world, he is correct.
Yeah.
But that is not the majority view, for sure. Yeah.
There was another woman in the very first episode who was talking about her. She had to bury her mother in this funeral home that was also in the mix with this crematorium and all that stuff. And said to, my mother really wants to be buried with her wedding ring on. And the woman working at the place goes, I wouldn't do that. You know, you'll probably enjoy the ring more. Memories. Really what she was saying is, the people here will steal that ring.
Yeah.
Because that's what they were doing too. This place.
Right.
They were selling the dead people's clothes, selling their jewelry.
Yeah.
And then jamming them all in and cremating them.
Yeah, for sure.
Cremated.
Cremated, yes.
Cremated, Eddie. So, yeah, it's an interesting docuseries. I will continue to watch it just because it's somewhat fascinating as to, you know, I guess it's like anything else. Like, if that's your business, the weirded out thing kind of lessens over time, right?
Oh, it has to.
Where you're just, I remember one of the other complaints they were saying. Not only were they jamming and cremating multiple people at a time, which they should not have been doing, in order to fit them in there, they were breaking their bones and jamming them in.
Right, and you could also say, well, you're incinerating it to ash. What does it matter?
Who knows what I mean? Right. Like,
Illogically, to look at it logically is one thing. To look at it emotionally, totally different thing.
Yeah, I mean, this guy was a businessman. The more he could cremate in one stop, he's saving on it was run on diesel gas.
Right,
he's saving on that. He's saving on the amount of time it takes to cremate a body.
People who, you know, they're paying a lot less.
Yeah. The one guy that worked there said, one of the things that this really made me realize is a lot of people die every day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're just picking up bodies left and right.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't think about that. Like, you don't realize how many people just die every day.
Yeah. It's like every so many seconds.
How many people have passed just in the time we've been talking?
Yeah, probably, 100 and now and counting.
And been cremated. Said it takes 2 hours to cremate a body.
Yeah, you got to reduce it to ash. So.
I'm trying to think, do you think we should be cremated or we should, what should happen?
I think, yes.
Cremated. I think that's the way I want to go.
Because you're just running out of, we're going to run out of room.
Yeah.
Or buried in a method that is not going to be around for centuries. Just put people in the ground and let their body sort of get back, absorbed to the earth.
Yeah.
You know? But
my sister, who was a she was a biology teacher,
mm-hmm.
so she thinks in biology, nature's way. Sure. She jokingly tells us, well, when I pass, just throw me in the woods.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Just give her a toss, and no one's going to throw her in the woods. We'll probably give her a nice, proper burial.
Yeah.
We're not going to really throw her into the woods for the wolves and things, but I know what she's saying. Like, nature goes, you got to go back to nature.
Sure. Right.
Do you think it's true when they say sometimes dogs go into the woods when they're going to die?
Yeah, I think so. Or not necessarily the woods, but they'll go to a different sort of place because somehow they kind of sense what's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, that animals do that, you know, go off to die somewhere.
Like die with dignity?
Yeah.
Hmm. Speaking of dogs, I recently asked AI, I said, why, like my dog, if my dog is at home while I'm at work and she has a bathroom issue, diarrhea,
mm-hmm.
which she can't help.
Right.
She will go upstairs the furthest thing away from her bed.
Right.
When she vomits, she only vomits in her bed. She never leaves her bed to vomit. And I asked the artificial intelligence mm-hmm. why that might be. And they said that because the dog is feeling nauseous, which is different than having to go diarrhea, that the dog wants to stay where it's comfortable, which is in its bed. And they get some comfort being in their bed when they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's why they will sometimes vomit in their
bed.
Yeah, I guess it made sense, but it's weird. Like, my dog will vomit and then just lay.
Yeah, or eat it.
Ugh, God.
Which, you know, happens.
Yeah. Unless it's just the stomach bile. They ain't eating that.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh, but God.
Yeah, but there's that saying's been around forever. A dog won't dirty their own den, meaning with.
Yeah. But why will they throw up in it?
Yeah.
They don't see it the same.
No, for sure not, no.
Hmm. Yeah, I wish my dog wouldn't do that.
Because
then I'm just washing dog beds constantly.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
And we're dealing with our old lab now.
Yeah.
You know, and so we usually shall, you know, it's mainly poop accidents. You know, she just can't make it to the door.
Yeah.
But usually she does make it off the bed. And then we have all sort of carpet runners down, you know, those cheap carpets you
get,
to help her walk also because she's unsteady on the slick floor.
Yeah.
But so we're constantly washing rugs, which is fine. What are you going to do?
Right. Now, will you try to clean that off the best you can before throwing it in the laundry?
Yeah. Well, my wife and I, like, have different philosophies.
Yeah.
Like, if it's nice poop and it picks up easy and it doesn't leave any stain, I'll give it a little spray and a little pat with
paper towel. Yeah, I would do that as well.
Instead of doing 18 loads of laundry a day.
Yes, I agree with that.
My wife is like, you know, so when it happens and I'm the one who picks it up, I don't even tell her. Yeah. I just, you know, oh, no, everything's fine.
Right.
And she doesn't, she can't.
How would she know?
Right. If there's, obviously, if it's a squishy one, then it's a different story.
Yeah.
Or if it's a pee accident, different story.
Right, different story. So when we ask you this of the philosophy, because like something came up one time with Gio and his daughter vomiting, mm-hmm. right? So if my dog vomits in the dog bed, I will clean it up. Then I will vacuum the bed as best I can before I throw it in the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to clog the laundry.
Sure.
Gio said the one time he told the story about his daughter vomiting all in the bed, he said he scooped it all up. He scooped the bedding up with all the vomit in it and threw that in the washing machine.
No, I would not.
You wouldn't do that, right?
No. You got to.
I think I heard that correctly.
Even as much as it sucks, you got to.
Got to clean it out.
You got to throw that out.
Because that's not good for the washer.
No. I mean, a little bit or the stain, that's fine. And you put it on we have a sanitized cycle,
yeah,
which we use for if it's like a, you know, a big poopy stain or something like that. But no, to actually throw like a solid, no,
you wouldn't do that.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No, as much as it sucks and it's gross, you just hold your nose. And I find the dog vomit worse odor than the poop.
I agree with that.
Yeah, like almost gagging.
Yes.
The poop is, it's poop or whatever.
Right.
But the other one.
Yeah, the really dog bad. Vomit smell. Man, that is woof.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
No one's eating lunch listening to this podcast.
Well, that's the worst. Like, because when I come home, I want to eat lunch. Well, I walk the dog, then I eat lunch.
Yeah.
When I come home, if there's vomit in the bed, I'm like, oh, this bed's going outside for a little while. I'm going to enjoy my lunch.
Yes.
And then I'll handle it.
Yeah.
Disgusting. And now I feel like my washing machine always has dog hair in it. Like, there's no way to really clear it all out.
No, it gets everywhere.
It's in, like, the ring, the rubber ring around
and
the tub.
And I'll take a paper towel and I'll try to get as much out as I can. And then in the lint thing in the dryer is totally full of dog hair all the time.
And I feel like even if, like, I'm a one person or a one dog home, like, when my dog passes away, I know that there will still be dog hair.
Oh, yeah.
For years to come.
Yeah. And no, you don't have rugs, right, in your home?
No, I have a couple of small rugs.
Right, but not, you don't
not
have
carpeting.
Any, right, no carpeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you had that, it would be, God, it could be decades for however long
the
carpet.
Yeah, yeah. I actually just cleaned my vacuum cleaner for the first time ever. I looked online. There was a way to take it all apart. I mean, I've had it 5 years from when I moved in there. There was a lot going on.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, of course, you clean out the canister where the dog hair is, but just the inner filters and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's probably all filled with dog hair.
Oh, man. And dust.
And we have three dogs in the house.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And we just had five over the weekend because my sister-in-law was up with her two dogs.
Man, you must have hair all deep in this place.
Oh, yeah. It's impossible.
Do you think it's bad that we breathe in dog hair?
No. Uh-uh.
You don't?
No. No, we've been cohabitating with dogs for, 20,000 years.
Because you never realize how much dog hair or dust until a strong beam of sunlight is in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And then you pet your dog and you just see nothing.
Oh, we're breathing
hair.
In all sorts of stuff.
Right. Our lungs are coated in dog hair.
You just can't think about it.
Man.
I don't think the dog hair is really getting in our lungs because of the,
you think
the
we're filtering?
In your nose, the whole thing.
Yeah. I hope so.
I mean, maybe a few, but I don't think it's a big problem. The dust particulates, of course.
Yeah.
But that's what your lung filters are for, so.
Do you believe at all in dog telepathy, where a person, I was listening to this on the Telepathy Tapes, the podcast, which is really about autistic people, children, who are nonverbal, and some have shown an ability to communicate telepathically with their parents or other autistic kids, and in it, in one of the podcasts, they talked about animal telepathy. In particular, there's a woman who helps people who ride horses, work with their horses. And she talked about this one dog in the family that she helped. And she says to talk to your dog and think to your dog and tell your dog things. Like, I'm heading out right now. I'm going to go to the store. And I'm probably gone about 30 minutes, and then I'll be back to see you again, and then leave, and that somehow helps them.
To speak it, not to think it.
Or I guess you could do either.
Yeah. I do that.
Yeah.
I'll say, daddy has to go out, but I'll be back. And, they just kind of look at you, whether or not they understand. Although I think if you repeat it enough, you saying, I have to go out, I think they'll kind of understand. I do think that.
Yeah.
I don't know about telepathy, but hey, I wouldn't.
Like, they think, some people who think, like when I'm leaving here, if in my head, I'm like, whimsy girl, I'm heading home. I'll be home in 1 hour and 10 minutes, that she hears that or gets that communicated to her.
Well, I mean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know dogs are very good with like schedules and timing, so she maybe just is conditioned to it by now.
That is amazing how they know time.
Yeah.
Like how many hours have passed.
Right. Well, they don't, it's not, I don't know, it's not an hour. They don't perceive time like we
right.
do, but yeah, it is a, it's a cool sense that they have.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. It's weird that we still don't have all of that information about how to communicate with dogs, considering we've been dealing with them for so many years.
Yeah, well, like you were telling me about your doctor's visit, like even after all this time, like we don't understand a lot about.
Yeah.
I was reading, so I heard some article, we just figured out why Tylenol or acetaminophen, why that works. They really had no idea exactly the process.
But yeah.
I think they just sort of figured out whatever pathway it uses to work.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's. I feel like at some point we're going to be able to communicate with dogs.
I like more so than just like, you know, sit and all
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Like to really have like when a dog is whining and you don't know what's wrong, that telepathically that dog will be able to communicate to you that I have an upset stomach.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Or somehow, not even telepathically, but we'll have some sort of a chip in their brain that'll understand what they're thinking
yeah.
and communicate to a chip in our brain, which will be sort of like telepathy, but with science behind it.
Or how we have like Google Translate now, where you can talk into the phone and then it would translate to my language.
Exactly. Or, and I know there's been some experience with dogs with a big keyboard, but not a keyboard, but with like pictures or whatever, and they can
hit buttons.
Right,
they'd be like bathroom
or go out. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't know that they know what they're hitting though. I can't tell.
I think if they can recognize the symbol, that it might be valid.
Yeah,
because you know, like we've talked about, there's dogs that know, you know, 200 words of English.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, I just want to be able to communicate. It's probably not going to happen in my lifetime.
No.
And certainly not Whimsy's lifetime that we'll be able to communicate at some point.
You would just love to say, it's the weekend, just let me sleep.
Yeah, listen, we're going to sleep now. Not what you perceive as 2 a.m. That whole time, push that back.
Yeah, because it's Saturday.
Yeah, it's Saturday. Or I'm on vacation this week. We're not doing that. Exactly the same way. You follow. Dog. All right, Eddie, let's do the warm-up show. I did that with Peter Schwartz. I'll be honest with you. It was not good.
It was a struggle bus.
It was a struggle. Mondays are a struggle usually.
Yeah. But I think, I don't blame Peter for it. I think your mindset was terrible.
Yes.
Going in.
I went in with a very bad attitude.
Hot, the whole thing.
Yeah, went in with a very bad attitude. No doubt about it.
Now, what do we think for tomorrow? Jerry was supposed to be working, but remotely.
Yeah, I don't know.
So we can do the podcast with him not here. You know, remotely, I believe. And we can just maybe just put a picture of Jerry over here.
Perfect.
You know, to do that. Because to try to talk him through entering the StreamYard.
No, it sounds like a disaster.
Place. No.
All right, yeah, we'll do that. Hopefully Jerry's back tomorrow.
We're hopeful that that's going to be the case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, why don't you give him a see ya?
See ya!
So!
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.